Good morning, ladies and gents. It's your girl, Clarina Hoskins, also known as Claire J. And welcome to the morning inspiration piece of Chilling with Claire. I hope you all had a great night's rest. And I hope your week is off to a wonderful start. So stay tuned and we'll get ready to jump into it. So go ahead, grab your coffee, grab your tea, your juice, or what have you. And let's get ready to get back into it. Be right back. Hey, beautiful people, hop on over to Teespring and check out Faith Walk Apparel. You can find several different shirts, tote bag, even a coffee mug for some of your favorite inspirational teas. There are some for men and for women, so there's some variety and plenty of colors to choose from. So if you would like to make a statement with your clothing, check out Faith Walk Apparel for your Christian apparel needs, and you can find them at www.teespring.com/stores/faith-walk. There are a few, one for women is I carry blessings not baggage. Then there's another one that says more precious than rubies. Then we have some that I guess you could say are unisex. No more excuses, take up thy bed and walk. So definitely check out teespring.com/store/faith-walk for your favorite in Faith Walk apparel. Okay, so today's scripture for you is coming from the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 7 and 8, and this is the King James Version. So it reads, "Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened." Hi there. Is 2021 the year you would like to become a homeowner? If so, reach out to me and let's schedule your free consultation. During a consultation, we create an action plan just for you that will help you get into a better position to purchase a home. Whether it be you just need to save a little bit more, or you need to raise your credit score, or you just want to learn more about your different loan options. So reach out to me, Clarina Hoskins Realtor, on Facebook, or you can give me a call or send me a text, 478-464-6084. Remember, home ownership is possible. Reach out to your realtor, Clarina Hoskins, with Gateway Realty Professionals. All right, you all, I am back. So just wanted to talk to you all briefly on the subject of ask your father. And I'll say that again, ask your father. So growing up, I was fortunate enough, I was blessed enough to have both of my parents in the household. And compared to other friends who, you know, were raised in a single parent household, sometimes I would have to go through two people to, you know, to get what I want. So it's like if one says, okay, yes, you can have that, and the other says, no, you can't, then that was an automatic no. It canceled each other out. You know, so if one had an issue with it, then it's like, nah, we're not going to go forward with it.
it is what it is. You know how it is when you're a teenager and you're like, well, why I can't do this and why I can't do that, and it really sucks or whatever. But there were things that, you know, I wanted to do coming up, and my mom would say, okay, ask your daddy, you know, make sure he's okay with that too, you know, because they were a team. So they, you know, they kind of referred me back and forth. And so, and that's just how I was growing up. But I wanted to just kind of make you think about it, is that especially as adults and in this life, we try to get permission to do so many different things that we want to do, whether it's something that's even not necessarily bad for us, but we wonder like, okay, should I do this or should I do that? Or, you know, is this a good idea? Is this a good look for me? And one thing I want you to start thinking about going forward, or just let it really just dwell in your spirit, is to ask your father. Ask your heavenly father. Because sometimes we'll go to the wrong people, even though sometimes they mean well, but sometimes we go to the wrong people. It's like, what's a good way to put it? Think of it this way. You think of people who can't relate to what you're trying to do. Okay, how about this? Would you ask someone who's never been big on their physical health or bodybuilding or anything like that? They just don't live a healthy lifestyle at all by any means. Would you go to them and ask them about bodybuilding? Would you go to them and ask them about different types of therapies or different types of workout plans or diets or anything if they were not living a healthy lifestyle through and through? You know, would you ask someone that's always angry and malicious and spiteful about anger management? No, you wouldn't do that. You would go to someone who has more expertise in what you're trying to get done. And what I'm saying is, you need to go to the one that has this thing called life under control, that has all the power in his hands, that knows what's going to happen from now until the end of time, that has all the answers. You go ask your father. You go ask your father. You know, when I was coming up, my dad used to work on cars, you know, when he was younger and everything. So if there was an issue with the car, somebody had an issue with the car, they would go ask my dad about it. They know who to go to. They knew who to go to. And it's like, you gotta know who to go to. Because granted, you know, like I said, you'll have people in your life that have good intentions, that want what's best for you, but sometimes they may not have the answer that you need. They might not have the answer that you seek. You know, and that's okay. You can't put so much of that responsibility on them to have the answer to all your questions, you know. But you do have a Heavenly Father that is ready to hear, you know, your requests, is ready to hear your concerns, you know, that loves you enough and cares about you enough that will guide you in the path that you ought to go, that will give you those answers that you need to go forward in whatever you're trying to do and whatever decision that you're trying to make, that will give you clarity if you ask for it. And so when you find yourself in situations and you don't know which way to turn, you know, pray about it. Ask your father. Ask your father, because he loves you enough to not steer you wrong. And I'll say that again. He loves you enough to not steer you wrong. He wants what's best for you. His desire is to give you the kingdom. So, don't feel like you're a bother. Because, you know, sometimes as children, we may not want to go to mom and dad all the time. You know, or to keep asking, But the thing is, parents would rather, and even though I'm not a parent, I'm an aunt. Parents, aunts, uncles, grandparents, or whatever, even though sometimes we may not want to be bothered with all the questions, because I have some nieces and nephews that sometimes were talking my ear off back in the day. But for them to be that comfortable to keep coming to you is a good thing. And so be comfortable enough with God to go to Him repeatedly. Because parents would rather you come to them repeatedly than to go to the wrong source. Remember that. And that's a word for you parents out there too. If you have a child that keeps coming to you for X, Y, and Z, even if it gets frustrating at times, you rather they come to you and you're someone who genuinely loves them than to go to someone else that does not have their best interest in mind. So keep that in mind. But yeah, ask your father, pray, fast, seek Him, read His word. He will reveal things to you in time. He will give you clarity. And then in some cases, you just got to trust Him. But when you get to different crossroads of life, when you get to different decisions that you need to make in order to move on to the next season in your life, remember, if you don't know what to do, ask your father. If you're not sure, ask your father. If you need some more details, ask your father. If you want to know if you should do this or should not do this, ask your father. All right, you all. I love you all. I pray you have a wonderful day. Reach out to me on social media, Clarina Hoskins on Facebook, at Clarina Jean on Instagram, at Rena_Jean on Twitter. All right, you all, have a wonderful day and be great.